Hey guys, it's GBD. I'm here with Thorbon.
Hey, everybody.
And Shipwreck.
Hello.
And nobody else. But it's, what is it? Thursday?
Yeah, day three.
It's day three, but it's day three in the morning, so we actually haven't gone to the show yet today, but we're here with Thorbon, so he can give us his day two wrap-up, and also we forgot a few things from our own day two wrap-up because we had so many people in here last night, and it was a little crazy. So Thorbon, start us off.
I went and saw Telltale's Batman. It was really cool. Their meeting room looked like the Batcave, and it was all dark and gloomy and stuff. It was really cool, and they showed gameplay, like, the first 30 minutes. It's, if you liked Wolf Among Us, you'll like this game. That's the action is like Wolf Among Us, where button prompts and swinging and aiming and things like that. And then when you're Bruce Wayne, it's more like political, make decisions, stuff like that. Like Falcone, you remember him, mm-hmm. The gangster? He shows up at Wayne Manor. And like Harvey Dent is running for mayor. And like Harvey Dent's friends with Falcone, and he's helping him run for mayor. So he's like, hey, if you want Harvey Dent to be the mayor, we got to do business together. And you make that decision, you know, we'll see what happens. And then they ended it there. But yeah.
I am interested. I think I want to play this. I like Batman. I know Shipwreck does not like Batman. But,
did we find out how he became Batman in this meeting?
No, I asked how long he's been Batman, and he said like 2 years. He's kind of a veteran, but not really.
There was no origin story flashback?
No.
Good. No. Episode 2. Cool. I'm interested in that.
And then I saw Lawbreakers. The reason I wanted to go to see Lawbreakers was just I went to PAX South and watched Cliff Bleszinski do a keynote, and it was really good, and wanted to ask him a couple questions about it. And then Rohan, the guy who used to work with Pactor at Game Trailers,
yep.
He works for Cliff Bleszinski, and I wanted to ask him about, you know, tell him about how great Game Trailers was, and it was shitty that they fired him like fucking a week after E3 and all that. And he's like, oh yeah. But yeah, I saw Lawbreakers, and if you like the earlier like Unreal Tournament, it's very fast paced. The best part, the thing I like about it the most, is there's a button where you shoot behind you.
Interesting.
Yeah. So like you shoot the button and then the guy like cocks his gun behind his shoulder and then shoots.
Wow. Yeah. Is there a rear view mirror?
No rear view mirror.
So you need to use the force to find out if somebody's behind you. Interesting. Right here. Interesting. Well.
Yeah. And
how's it look? I haven't even seen a picture of it.
Oh, it looks good. It looks really good. Yeah. I got a contest going for it, so look for that later.
Cool.
For the closed alpha.
Were you able to talk to Cliffy B?
Yeah, I talked to him.
You did?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I talked to him about all that. And then I saw a game called Flint Hook.
Flint Hook?
Flint Hook, yeah.
Okay.
So people made Mercenary Kings and Scott Pilgrim, and use a grappling hook and run around and have certain powers, and it's really fun.
Grappling hook is the new bow.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Tried Wild Guns Reloaded like you talked about yesterday. That's fun. I looked at Final Fantasy XII Remaster, mm-hmm. just because I never played it, and people say it's good, so I think I'll pick it up. It looks good, and has a button where you can double the time for the speed, so you don't have to, it's not as grindy, which is awesome.
That's always the hallmark of a good game, is a fast-forward button.
Good game design.
Yeah. I saw a game called Too Dark, and it's a survival horror game that's 2D, and it's the guy who made Alone in the Dark. And it's an indie style game, and it looks nothing like I've ever seen before, the art style. What he did is he took voxels, and so you put voxels on a 2D plane. So on a 2D plane, it's a 3D character walking around. Hmm. Yeah, you'll have to check out video.
Too Dark, the number two.
Too
and
dark. Yeah. And then I checked out the it was the same kind of place, but a controller called the Nikon GC 400ES eSport, this PC controller. I mainly took it because I was like, hey, this would make a great contest. Like, every, like, fifth or tenth person is a Twitch streamer or YouTuber.
Really?
That follows us, yeah.
Huh.
So I was like, this
is a high-end controller, right?
Yeah, $120. The big feature about it is the right stick. You can click it to have, like, a normal right stick, and then you click this middle button or whatever, and it goes into, like, eSport mode. And you can,
just start sending me money.
yeah. And you can control the sensitivity of that right stick, and it's a bigger right stick that's like grooved in there, and like so you have the same accuracy as a PC mouse.
That's crazy.
With the right stick.
What is this
stick.
Called? Hold on, NACON. is the name of the company. Nacon?
Yeah.
Esport.
They worked on it for 2 years to get it right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All
right. And then Rocco and Frank wanted to go see VR porn, so so we looked at the booth and whatever, and I had an appointment, and but Rocco and Frank went and did the experience, and they told me about it, and they said that they said you look down and you see a big wiener, like it's just like a some guy.
So it's very realistic.
Yeah. It's some other guy's cock you're looking at, like penetrating a woman.
Right. That's.
And it's hardcore pornography.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would expect to see more stuff like that in the future. I think there's a lot of empty space there.
Yeah.
And porn makes money. Porn has money.
Yeah. And then I went over to Perfect World, and they showed me three games. Star Trek Online, Neverwinter are coming to consoles.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is they completely rehauled the control scheme for consoles. And it reminded me of, like, Dragon Age, where you press, like... Dragon Age was sort of like made for computer, and then they kind of ported it. So like it's like those type of controls if you played those games where you press like L1 and then all the buttons like change, stuff like that. And then with Star Trek Online, they redid like textures and lighting and stuff for PS4 and consoles to make it look more better.
You thought Wombat would like one of those games?
Yeah,
right?
I thought he'd like Star Trek Online or Neverwinter. Because he loves Dragon Age and Mass Effect, and it seemed a lot like it.
Okay.
And then I went to Techno McCoy, and I tried Attack on Titan, and it's fucking fun.
It's like
when you're human, like it's like Spider-Man, and you're running around like fucking you're Spider-Man basically. It's like it's a good Spider-Man game.
Okay.
And you're attacking Titans and things, and how it works is when you attack a Titan, is you press R1 to locate their neck, and then you press square to turbo boost towards their neck, and then time slows down, and then you have to get it perfect and press triangle, and then you kill the guy. It was really cool. And then there's a Titan on Titan mode, which is like you're playing the best Godzilla game.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
sounds like you're pretty into this.
Oh yeah.
Who's the developer on this? And what games have they made?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just curious. I just know it's
Techno McCoy. But the only bad thing was a lot of the textures were like worse than Zelda. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I don't expect this to be a AAA game in every fashion. Yeah. So if they've nailed the gameplay,
That's probably good enough on this. Yeah. Definitely check it out and try. I tried Nioh, like, the tutorial and stuff, and I was like, it looks good and stuff, but I was, like, done for the day. So I was like, oh, I'm checking out. And he's like, okay, cool. And that's it.
Okay. We forgot something from yesterday.
Yeah, something pretty good, I thought.
Yeah.
We went to Deep Silver. You checked out F1 Racing.
I checked out F1 Racing and sat in the little F1 car racing seat setup. That was very fun.
Right. It's like you're sitting in a lounge chair. Like...
But your feet are, like, almost above your head.
Right. Like, you've fully reclined.
The pedals are high.
You're in a pool chair beside the pool.
But, yeah, it was fun. Whatever.
Yeah, it's by Codemasters. I didn't realize that the Deep Silvers was in bed with Codemasters now. Mm. But we tried out Agents of Mayhem, which was the new Saints Row universe game.
Right. It's the new Volition game.
It's very much... it seems like Crackdown, kind of. But more... At least what we play, not as much verticality.
Right.
It's more like arena. Not arena, but it's like...
It looks like Crackdown. It
looks like Crackdown, but it's... I don't know. Like, I can't...
The graphic style is similar in that it's like sort of a hybrid between like cartoony graphics and realistic graphics. I mean, like Saints Row. It looks like
Battleborn, that type of look. Not with the crazy mushroom guys or whatever.
Right.
But that type of art style. I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. It's going for more over the top action rather than over the top comedy. Like it skews more actiony than Saints Row did, but a little bit dials back the goofy humor a little bit. Same tone, overall tone, but it's a lot more shooty. A lot more shooting.
Right. It's not like it doesn't seem to be an open world game.
I couldn't tell from the demo. From the demo, we were very much playing like. A traditional video game level, where you're going and you're clearing out an area, and then you're going into the next area, clearing out that area.
You have three different characters you can hot swap between.
That one's kind of neat because it's not like the other characters are there. It's not like you're like swapping and then you're in a position where you're right. like you don't you're know fighting. Where you're at.
Right.
It just swaps that character into.
You teleport in, yeah, basically, teleport in. And your old guy teleports out.
Yeah. I kind of liked the gameplay of it. It's kind of my speed of just shoot, activate specials, switch out characters, activate their specials.
Right.
There's boss battles.
Right.
There was still some stuff that needed to be worked on.
It's not coming out till next year, right, but right. I don't know. I kind of think I'd rather have a Saints Row game.
I'm okay if they
there's
mix
so,
stuff
there's
up.
There's so many Saints Row games, right? You can, you know.
I know, but I wish they didn't make like a couple of the last ones and then just waited and really put the time and energy into making another like full-fledged game instead of like.
Well, one will come and then you'll be like, you know, this is what they're doing now, you know.
Maybe.
And then we saw Killing Floor 2.
Oh yeah.
Which was fun. It's up to 6 players, horde mode basically.
Horde mode type gameplay, yeah. Zombie type guys coming at you.
It was fun to play.
It was fun.
I don't know like how long you stick with that type of game, but
right.
It's
been out on PC for a while.
The first one, right? This is coming to PS4. I'm not sure if this is out for PC yet. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
But yeah, it's a fun co-op game.
Okay. So that's pretty much it, I think, for our day 2 wrap-up, part deuce. We're going to head over to the show shortly, and then we'll have at least one more of these for you later today with our day 3 wrap-up. Thank you. Talk to you later.